ICT, the Kenya Institute of Curriculum Development, KICD, has called on learning institutions to embrace technology in teaching if challenged with shortage of teachers. KICD Chairman Professor Simon Gacharu said distance learning has taken over from the physical class attendance, making it easy for institutions to cope with shortage of lecturers. He said teacher shortage will continue to be a challenge in learning institutions due to an increase in the number of learners, and the best way to address the issue lies with embracing ICT. He spoke while launching newly acquired digital teaching screen boards at Mount Kenya University, MKU, that will be used to enhance lecturer-student interaction virtually. The 18 devices were acquired from China at a cost of ₦28 million. Professor Gacharu, who is also the Mount Kenya University, MKU, Board of Directors Chairperson, said most universities have embraced open learning since the COVID-19 outbreak period, leaving the university environment for only small administrative offices. He lauded the government for the expanded internet connectivity across the country, making online learning effective. The new equipment, he said, allows lecturers to incorporate a range of useful apps or teaching aids that support in simplifying different concepts in class, hence enabling a lecturer to be more effective in training students virtually. As a university, we understand that technology is taking over and we are moving at the same pace. Some of the changes that may be unpopular, including the adoption of the artificial intelligence, AI, concept, said Gacharu. He maintained that the digital transformation agenda will be embraced in all open and distance electronic learning, ODEL, platforms, and that MKU students will be among the first in the country to benefit from this technology. We expect that these interactive displays will be fully integrated in our training in Thika main campus and also in all our campuses and ODEL centers. We are fully committed to ensure that our students have the best learning experience, the chairman stated. The Vice-Chancellor Professor Deogratius Jagany said the university is on course in entrenching technology-mediated modalities of teaching and learning in order to meet the needs and expectations of the current generation. He added that embracing digital technologies will give the university a competitive advantage in a turbulent and highly competitive higher education environment. The Deputy Vice-Chancellor Academic and Research Affairs Dr. Marceline Kamande said the university has more than 12,000 learners using online platforms who will immensely benefit from the digital interactive displays.